few years back, I attended my high school reunion and mingled with a bunch of old people who strongly resembled the friends of my youth. In the 25 years since I had seen them last, I had joined and been kicked out of a fundamentalist cult, had major surgery, worked as a janitor, land surveyor, commercial diver, software salesman, ditch digger, and freelance writer, been married and divorced twice, become a father, experienced Jungian analysis and shamanic soul retrieval, ingested a fair amount of psychedelia, and generally subjected myself to continual massive change as a form of extreme self-help. Frankly, I hoped and expected that at least a few of my classmates would comment on the marvelous improvements to my persona and general affect. But in fact, the consensus seemed to be, same old Angus. And though many of them had experienced similarly dramatic lives, they too seemed pretty much the same people I had known a quarter century earlier, in the pre-cell phone era. It had been a long, strange trip for all of us, but here we were, back where we started. As a species, we are obsessed with transformation. The goals of our obsession vary. Some want to be thinner, some want to be prettier, some want to be enlightened, most of us want to be richer. But dissatisfaction is constant. It seems that when it comes to ourselves, none of us accept the status quo, which is another way of saying that when push comes to shove, none of us are really satisfied with what we are. And that's an interesting commonality between conventional religion and New Age philosophy. The one says that we need to be saved, and the other suggests that we seek enlightenment. But both are agreed that we damn well better do something. But is fundamental change even possible? Sure, we can change our hairstyles or gender, lose or gain weight, come out, find God, or whatever. But can we actually alter our sense of self? I'm beginning to think that we can't, that the game of life is like stud poker, and we have to play the hand we're dealt. If that's true, then the challenge we face is not self-transformation, but self-acceptance. You'd think that would make things easier, but it doesn't seem to. The habit of self-condemnation runs deep, and learning to live with what we are is a spiritual path as narrow and difficult as any razor's edge. In my own case, I walked the Jesus way for quite a while and accepted with all my heart that I was a sinner in need of salvation. And even now, I tend to agree that I am a sinner. It's the salvation part that strikes me as dubious. To quote St. Popeye, I am what I am, and that's all that I am. And really, what's so bad about that? Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.